As you're well aware by now, this year's Cambridge Open Studios is well underway. Through the four weekends of July, artists from across the city and the whole of Cambridgeshire open their doors to the public. It's a great chance to see their artists, their work and often their studios. Neil Whiteside has been out to visit some of the artists.
So today, as part of Cambridge Open Studios, I've come out to Blinco Grove, so not far from the Cambridge 105 radio studios, and I'm here with Ricky Morgan Tamasunas. I hope I've got your name right, Ricky.
More or less, yeah.
I do apologise. Tamasunas. Okay. Usually when I come into a studio, you see sort of pieces of art and you think, okay, that's the artist's work, but as soon as I came in here today, there's some very different styles. Tell me about your journey.
Well, I think that's probably because I'm playing catch up. So I used to do art a long time ago, fairly seriously when I was a young person. That was my first career dream. And then I got persuaded to go down a much more sensible route, so they told me. And now that I'm retired a few years ago, I've had the chance to go back to painting a lot. So I spend a great deal of my time doing artwork of various kinds. And I suppose I'm doing a fairly quick flip through different approaches to painting and other kinds of making to try and find a style and subject matter that I feel comfortable with. So that's probably why you see lots of different things, because the work I've got on show here the next two weekends it's all fairly recent work from the last couple of years, but I have been trying out a few different things.
But nonetheless, when you're trying out a style, there is a flavour to those. So it's not like every single picture is different. There are sections of work here that you can see they're all on a theme.
Yeah, I mean, yes, there are things that recur. I'm quite interested in figure work, so I've got quite a few often isolated figures or small groups of figures in isolation. But I've also got quite a lot of things that are to do with landscapey things that might be harbour sides, or they might be treescapes, or they might be industrial landscapes, those kinds of things. But I think I'm probably looking for the same sort of flavours, the same kinds of things to express in the paintings. And the way that they've changed, I think, particularly over the last year and a half, is that I'm trying to move away from being slavishly realist. I don't want to be so literal. I think when I first started getting back into painting, I was being very literal about things, and now I'm more interested in the expressive side of painting and, you know, being a little bit more abstract. I don't think I'll ever be a totally abstract painter, but I quite like the kind of the sort of enigmatic feeling that you get when you're not too specific about the thing that you're painting. So it's suggestive rather than being really literal.
Is that rebelling against the things they teach you when you're doing this at school? Because it is about using your eye. Is this now a rebellion? You can do what you want, can't you? There's not teachers marking your work.
Yeah, but art's very much about looking, but it depends what you see when you look. So you still look a lot, and I take millions of photographs as well, so I'm always looking at things. And I think the more you paint and the more you take photographs, the more everything that you look at, you tend to be searching for something that's aesthetically pleasing in some way, or aesthetically interesting in some way. And I guess that's what I try to do in the painting. So what I'm really like doing is trying to create a sense of mood and drama. So quite a lot of the paintings, I think, have got something dramatic in them, even if the subject matter itself is something that's fairly pedestrian, fairly mundane, you know, like a bunch of trees or somebody sitting selling some herbs or some electricity pylons against a night sky, those kinds of things. But trying to convey the mood and, in many cases, the drama of those moments or those particular subjects.
Now, in those sorts of pictures, as you say, you've sat yourself down, you've had maybe a photograph or something to work to, you've got an image in mind. But there's another type of art that the collage work you're doing. It's kind of reverse engineering a picture, isn't it? The art comes first, the picture appears later almost.
Yeah, I mean, I really got interested in collage through doing a one-day workshop with a local artist called Karen Stamper, who's, I think she's not doing an Open Studio this year, I'm not quite sure, but she has done it in the past. And that workshop was totally inspirational because I'd never really done collage before. And it was all about creating concertina sketchbooks. It was a fantastic course. I'd recommend it to anybody. But the whole process of creating layers, using layers of paper or indeed mixed media, because I do some other things that are not just paper-based collage, I feel as if the two quite contradictory ways of doing it. Sometimes you've got an idea in your head. You know, there's one collage I've got in the room next door, which is around a house that I went to. It's actually La Casa Azul, which is the house that Frida Kahlo lived in Mexico City. And I absolutely loved that house, was fascinated by her art. So I brought away from it a lot of emotions and, you know, a lot of memories and, you know, it was a fascinating trip. And so when I was making the collage, I was putting down layers of paper and layers of bits and pieces to try and evoke the memory of that, the mood, if you like, of that place and all of the things that it makes me think of. So I was sort of building it up in layers. But the other way is some of the other paintings that I've got or some of the other pieces of work I've got next door are the other way round. So creating random layers of paint, and some of them are gesso and paint, some of them are paint and other things like, you know, scrunched up tissue paper and things like that, to create several layers which give you a bit of a textured surface to work on. So bits of paint poke through and you can see they're not simple flat surfaces anymore. And when you look at those, it's a bit, as I was saying to you earlier, it's a bit like when you're a kid and you look at the clouds and you can suddenly see shapes in the clouds. So with that kind of work, it's the other way around. You see things emerging from those textures and you find things. Obviously, you're choosing what you find and you're looking for certain things. So you're bringing your own, you know, your own cultural background, your own baggage, your own thinking, your own experiences, whatever it is, to that piece of work. But they emerge from the textures rather than you creating the textures with a particular purpose in mind. So it's an interesting thing to do. And I'm just loving that kind of work. And I'm finding that much more interesting than doing more literal things. Quite exciting.
Now, you've done Open Studios before, but in a collaboration. This time you're opening on your own. How much of a challenge has that been?
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea how much work it was putting this together and how long it takes to actually hang a picture straight on the wall is one of the biggest challenges. And trying to clear my usual muddle out of the way so that there's actually room for the artwork on the walls. So that's, you know, that's been a bit of a challenge. But it's great fun and it's actually taught me quite a lot about my own painting, because trying to think about how am I going to group these things so that they make some sense to people, and they are actually very clear groups of paintings and they do, I think, follow on from one another. So that's been interesting. And sharing work with other people is a bit scary in a way. I mean, I've had a toe in the water from a group exhibition that I did with some people that I paint with regularly at the Cambridge Art Workshops, which is led by Tom McPherson, who's a local artist, and which I really enjoy. And Tom always gets us to talk about our art and sort of comment on each other's pictures, and we learn from each other. I think I am doing all the learning, really, and everybody else is doing all the showing. You know, you learn a massive amount from looking at other people's works. I think it is quite good to show your work and get less scared about, you know, the exposure that you're opening yourself to.
Now, you've also got a link to Centre 33, and so people coming to see you, people who buy your work, actually, you're directly benefiting a local charity as well.
I'm so glad you asked me about that, because that is one of the most important things about this. I mean, it's great to be able to show my work, and I hope people will like it, but the most important thing for me is that I'm hoping to sell some paintings and some cards and things. And 30% of all the proceeds from any of my artwork sales will be going to Centre 33, which is a local charity for young people. It provides support services for young people in Cambridgeshire and Peterborough. Various different strands of work. There's a service where young people can go just drop in and pick up the phone and talk to somebody. It's called Someone to Talk To, and they can get some straightforward advice on things or get signposted to where they can get help with whatever their problems might be. There's a young carers strand of work. So Centre 33 also provides counselling for young people who are struggling with mental health issues and a whole series of things like that. So it's a really, really important and very, very good service for young people in this area. So I'm really delighted to be supporting it. I'm a trustee of the organisation, and I do feel it's very, very important to support it. The other thing is there will be some refreshments here, and I've got quite a nice garden, which if anyone wants to come along and do some weeding while they're sitting in the garden drinking a nice cold glass of some sort of soft drink and some little nibbles, then that'll be great. And if they'd like to contribute something to Centre 33 while they're enjoying that, that would be great.
Sounds marvellous. Now, you're part of the Cherry Hinton Road Artist Trail, so it's a great way for people to perhaps spend a day, isn't it? If the weather's like it is this afternoon while we're recording this, it's beautiful. You can wander around, several different artists to look at, and as you say, you can rest up and take a breather in your garden.
There are several artists. Indeed, I live just around the corner from Rock Road Library, where a small group of artists is going to be displaying their work in there, I think also the middle two weekends of July. But in our local trail, which is called the Cherry Hinton Road Artists Trail, there are artists in Hinton Avenue, Cherry Hinton Road, Hartington Grove, Cavendish, Blinko, Marshall Road and Holbrook Road, and you can see some really lovely work. It's obviously my wonderful work, but Linda Towning does some beautiful sculptures, and she's on Cherry Hinton Road. Helena Hadjianu does lots of painting, photography and glass art as well, so that's really worth a visit. Ethne does lots of paintings and drawings, really beautiful use of colour, and that's Ethne Fisher, and she is in Hinton Avenue. John Parry, another artist, is an antique glass artist.
Met him a couple of years ago, just around the corner from you here, and that's an amazing place to go. You could spend an entire afternoon just in there. And you've got a brochure for this, so you'll have that brochure if people pop by.
Yeah, certainly will. And the brochure also has you can see a little bit of Jane Evans' work. She does some lovely Chinese brush painting. And Isabel Pierce, who works in oil and acrylics. So all of us, there's about seven of us, I think, all together in this little trail, plus the library, of course, round the corner. So
super. Now, you're on Instagram, aren't you? You haven't got a website, you were telling me, but you are on Instagram.
I am. I'm a relatively new Instagram user, so I'm trying to build up my followers. So if anybody'd like to follow me, Ricky Morgan Tamasunas on Instagram, please do, and you can see some of the work that's coming up on there.
All right, well, Ricky, it's been lovely to meet you today. Thank you for showing me all your work. Really interesting range of work here, and I think that's what would encourage people to come around. It's all in aid of Centre 33 as well, so that's a good thing. Enjoy Open Studios, and thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you very much.
So who knew? That's just round the corner from me. I didn't even know there was a Cherry Hinton Road Art Trail. I did the Coleridge Road Art Trail the other week, and that was great. I will definitely have to pick up that leaflet and go. I've seen some of the flags around where I am, but Blinko Grove is just round the corner, and so is Hinton Avenue and Cavendish Avenue and the Rock Road Library, 5 minutes away. So I'm definitely going to be looking up some of those artists in the next couple of weekends. So Ricky is at number 9090 Blinko Grove. She is studio number 72 in the Cambridge Open Studios Guide, which you can pick up free across the city, or you can actually download the app, which is camopenstudios.co.uk.